recap, Mace. It sounds like he's thrilled with the competitor that Lynch is, likes the size, and thinks that he could be a Bronco for a long time.
Well, that's why you're drafting him. You're hoping that he's going to be the franchise quarterback. You're hoping that he fills a void and can handle that role for hopefully a decade or more. That's why you're picking him in the first round. So, and it was an interesting thing that Eagles owner Jeff Murray said today. He was, I think it was Ruben Frank in Philadelphia Reporter, caught up with him and said one reason they made the trade up to get Carson Wentz was looking into the future. There's a lot of quarterbacks in their early to mid-30s, and so a lot of teams are going to be looking for quarterbacks in the next few years. So they thought, let's get our guy now because teams are going to be reaching in future years. And that may have come into play for the Broncos as well. Get your guy now. Get that settled now. We know at some point Paxton Lynch is going to be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The clock starts ticking today. We don't know when it's going to be. Could be this year, could be next year. But if he works out, you've solved that problem for a very long time. And with this deal, and also another thing, if he works out, he's cost controlled for 5 years. So he could be your quarterback at a very affordable rate on the salary cap. That will allow you to keep a guy like Von Miller when you're paying him big quarterback money, potentially, if you get him re-signed for the long term. This may, having Paxton Lynch as your quarterback may allow you to keep this defense together as those guys get more expensive. Very similar to Seattle with Russell Wilson, young quarterback. They weren't spending a lot on him those first 3 years. So as a result, they spent money on the defense and elite defense. That may be the Broncos' equation for the next 5 years.
Not to take anything away from Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian. Mark Sanchez has been doing an excellent job here since he has gotten here with the offensive line, taking his offensive teammates out for outings to baseball games. He had his wide receiver core, tight end core, as well as the whole offensive group. They were down in USC or near USC. The Broncos Beach program is what they were nicknaming it. So, Mace, talk a little bit about Sanchez and what he's done so far to make this his group, even though it seems like the heir apparent is here.
I think you just hit the nail on the head with everything you described, right down to taking the O-line of the Rockies-Dodgers game last Sunday. I think that's terrific. And Mark Sanchez means you don't have to rush Paxton Lynch. That's why he's here, and that's huge. If Lynch is ready and he beats out Mark Sanchez, great. But if he's not ready, then you can put Mark Sanchez in there. You can get some competent play, have him play within the system. If you can get him to take what's there, not force it downfield, to cut those interceptions, you have a guy who can be very effective on this team with what else is around him in terms of the receivers, the running game with C.J. Anderson coming back, and, of course, the defense, which should still be among the league's best.
We will hear from Paxton Lynch momentarily, but Mace, for right now, where did you have him on your board? Did you have him below Goff and Wentz? I know some people said it was a toss-up for that second spot, whether or not Lynch could move up into that second spot for quarterback, being the top three quarterbacks in this draft.
Well, on my top 100 here that I have printed out, I actually had Jared Goff 14th. I had Carson Wentz in the top 10, and I had Paxton Lynch 17th. Okay. I didn't, of all players, I didn't think there was as great a difference between Goff and Lynch as a lot of people did, quite frankly. And that's why I had him 17th. That's why I had him 17th. I think his upside is tremendous. Certainly, one thing that works in Paxton Lynch's favor compared to Jared Goff, he's much better built. I think he can take it. He's better equipped to take a hit in terms of his body style than Jared Goff is. Mm-hmm. I think this may be a steal for the Broncos at number 26.
Does this now quiet most of the rumors that we've been hearing? I know a lot of people have brought up Colin Kaepernick, Sam Bradford. I think those talks are pretty much dead at this point, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I if you really want to put Paxton Lynch in the incubator for a year and not play him, then maybe you pick up another veteran, but you're not talking about a Sam Bradford. You're not talking about a Colin Kaepernick. Maybe you're talking about a Josh McCown type who clearly is toward the end of his career and really would be thinking in terms of 1 year.
The NFL Network has Paxton Lynch compared to Marcus Mariota as his closest comp. So if you believe in the Tennessee Titans quarterback, that's a pretty good sign. But Paxton Lynch definitely showcasing a lot of his tools in the NFL Combine earlier this offseason back in February. And Mace, when you heard him at the Combine, is there anything that stood out to you as far as, you know, maturity? It sounded like he was pretty poised when he was standing at that podium in Indy.
Pretty poised. And one of the things I like about him, he's got a, you know, he's got a pretty good personality and demeanor to him. One thing I heard about him at Memphis was that he was a tremendous leader. That even, you know, he doesn't carry himself like a typical quarterback, but he gets his teammates to respond to him. Just a really, really good guy. Someone who I think the entire locker room is going to get along with. I think he's going to be very respectful. He's going to try to learn from everyone around him, from, you know, from Mark Sanchez and even Trevor Siemian, having been around for a year, to Greg Knapp, quarterback coach, Rick Dennison, offensive coordinator, of course, Gary Kubiak, and even veteran leaders all over the team. I think he's going to take his cues from them. It wouldn't even surprise me to see Peyton Manning, even though he's retired now, reach out to him and say congratulations and welcome to the Bronco family.
Peyton, known for his thank you notes, we saw the Gatorade spot released earlier today, so wouldn't be surprising at all. But now we're joined by Phil Milani, fresh from the Broncos war room, or just outside of it. You had a chance to talk to John Elway. Just your initial thoughts as far as John coming out of the war room. And we saw the war room cam. It sounded like, and it seemed like, there were a lot of happy faces.
Yeah, I was in the war room when they made their pick, and it seemed like the Broncos got their guy. They were happy. There was a lot of fist bumps. There was a lot of handshakes. It feels like the Broncos, they stayed patient long enough, and then they knew, hey, we got to go up and get our guy. Let's make our move. They went up, made the move, and I think that they got a quarterback who can come in here and compete right away. I think that by selecting a guy like Paxton Lynch, it shows that they have a lot of faith in a guy like Mark Sanchez, who can kind of man the reins for a little while as Lynch comes in and tries to compete and learns this. But I think the biggest thing and one of the biggest reasons why the Broncos really like Paxton Lynch is that he fits in this offense. He's big. He's athletic. He looks kind of like an Osweiler, but maybe he has a better feel in the pocket. He has better feet. He has better mobility. He looks to extend the play versus just take off and go down. And I think that from talking with John Elway, it seems like they were very happy that they were able to get Paxton Lynch where they did.
Quite frankly, I think the only thing they have in common is that they're tall quarterbacks with dark hair.
Well, they're both exactly 6'7". So that's pretty ironic.
But I mean, to me, they're different styles. I mean,
yes. Athletic guys.
They're athletic, right. But the difference with – the thing with Osweiler, and I mentioned this to Matt earlier – remember how Gary Kubiak talked about Osweiler drifting in the pocket in the Raiders game last December, and that led to some sacks? That's something that Paxton Lynch doesn't do. He does a great job of feeling the rush and getting away from it and making throws on the run. To me, he is a more athletic quarterback than Brock Osweiler, and I think his ceiling is higher. And look, he had a lot more college experience. There's a reason why Paxton Lynch is a first-rounder and Brock Osweiler was a second-rounder.
Yes, and I think he's going to come in here and compete and try to learn the system right away. He's got the mindset where he can do that. And I just think that Paxton Lynch is that guy who will come in here and make this team a better team, maybe not this year, but a couple years down the road for sure.
So athletic, so mobile. Mace mentioned it before you arrived. Just going under center is really the only thing that they really need to teach him, right? As far as just from the fundamental aspect, the guy's got a cannon. He can roll out, which is a pretty big part of what Gary Kubiak's offense wants out of a quarterback. And I just think that if he gets those things down, he should be in really good shape.
Coming into this draft, we talked about it. The Broncos wanted to possibly look at get a quarterback. We didn't know where Paxton Lynch was going to go. We were even speculating maybe the Cowboys at 4 would do it. Maybe the New Orleans Saints would come up and get that. And it just didn't happen. And then once he started to fall down the board, just being in the war room, it felt like the Broncos were really thrilled to be able to get him.
Did you sense, you know, that was the spot that they wanted, that they were looking at for most of, you know, that maybe 24 to 27 range, that they had kind of zoned in on that? And could you sense the activity at that point?
Not exactly sure, but there's so much communication going on in there. And I think that they do so much draft prep. They know what other teams are interested in. They hear the buzz around the league. Maybe this team's going to move up and get look at Lynch. Maybe that team is going to do it. There's just so much movement late in that first round that I think that they felt like maybe now's the time to do it. They did it. They were happy with what they had to give up to get there. And now they got their guy. And quite frankly, John Elway even said it later on. He said, now we could put this Colin Kaepernick talk to rest.
Well, speaking of Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco 49ers are at the podium right now with their pick. Let's listen in to Commissioner Goodell.
Well, I don't think we're ready to listen
Sorry about that.
It looks like he's just at the
pick is
podium.
In. Excuse
the pick
me.
Is in there. So
Looks like Joshua Garnett.
He's going to be staying in the Bay Area. Yes. Joshua Garnett, of course, played his ball at Stanford.
Well, now let's talk about the Broncos' needs, right? So now the quarterback has been put to rest. We've got the quarterback of the future, if you will. Now where do the Broncos look? Now what positions do you consider of need for this team?
Well, just even thinking about the depth in this draft, thinking about where they are, what were some of the free agent losses they had? Of course, there's a Malik Jackson. Maybe they could try to get another guy to refortify that offensive line. We know that those two positions, there's a lot of depth there. So maybe in the second round, third round, you can get some quality players there that maybe in different years could have been a first-round type talent. Broncos get them in the second round, third round.